cannot release in detail. Government and Israel have signed a final bilateral debt restructuring agreement covering the country's sovereign debt amounting to $460 million owed to Israel. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sindeko Mshokotwane said that timely repayment of sovereign debt is important in promoting continued economic cooperation and strengthening financial relations between the two countries. Dr. Sokotwane said honoring debt obligations would help Zambia maintain its standing as a respectable member of the international community. He has added that government is pleased to have reached the milestone and remains committed to repaying the money it borrowed.
Many reasons why we are here today this afternoon is to share the good news of the final agreement, bilateral agreement between Zambia and the State of Israel in terms of restructuring the debt that Zambia owes Israel. With this restructuring, it is yet another milestone of Zambia on this road, on this journey of restructuring our debt, so that once again it can become a more respectable member of the international community.
And Israeli Ambassador to Zambia, Ofra Fari, said that finalizing the restructuring agreement paves the way for a new era of economic engagement between the two countries.
By finalizing this restructuring, we are clearing the path for a new era in economic engagement. This is the important. With greater financial certainty, we expect a surge in bilateral trade and private sector investment, ultimately translating into enhanced wealth creation for the nation and for citizens.
The Solidarity Subordinate Court Economic and Financial Crimes Division has convicted three Solidarity Municipal Council officials for corrupt practices involving over 228,000 kwacha. In a statement, ACC Head of Corporate Communications, Chilisi Kusanga, said that Solidarity Principal Resident Magistrate Arnold Kasonda Molimo convicted Andrew Mutoho, a Senior Health Education Officer, Sinambao Mwanei, a Cleaning Superintendent, and Mpom Mwasinkala, a Health Inspector, for contravening the Public Procurement Act. She said the court heard that between 1 January 2022 and 13 April 2023, the three, while serving as public officers, unlawfully participated in council procurement by supplying goods worth 228,560 kwacha to the Municipal Council through My Innovations Limited, a company in which they were shareholders and directors. Ms. Kusanga said each convict has been fined 13,000 kwacha payable by 13 May 2026, in default of which they will serve 9 months imprisonment. She said the court has also ordered them to jointly compensate the council 15,000 kwacha. Government has issued statutory instrument number 30 of 2026. Introducing new measures aimed at promoting unity, accountability and coordinated solutions within trade unions across the country. The regulation signed by Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba under the Industrial and Labour Relations Act introduced stricter conditions for the registration of trade unions in a move aimed at addressing the growing proliferation of unions. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Martha Ndawa said the statutory instrument was issued following wide consultations with trade unions and employers who raised concerns over increasing fragmentation within the labor movement. Ms. Ndawa said groups seeking to register a trade union will now be required to secure support from at least two unions within the same sector and two unions outside the sector before registration can be approved.
Issued under the Industrial and Labor Relations Act, introduced stricter conditions for the registration of trade unions, a decisive move aimed at addressing the growing proliferation of unions. The statutory instrument was promulgated following broad consultations with trade unions and employers who expressed concern over increasing fragmentation within the labor movement, noting that some individuals were prioritizing personal interests over the welfare and representation of workers. Government believes that through solidarity, coordination and collective action, the labor movement can achieve greater results than through fragmented and isolated voices.
The state has submitted into the Southern Magistrate Court that the application filed yesterday by civil rights activist Brebna Sangala seeking to refer his sedition case to the High Court for determination is frivolous, vexatious and lacks merit. Mr. Sangala, through his lawyer, Cesar Simkonda, had argued that the magistrate handling this matter does not have jurisdiction to hear it, stating that he was recently ratified as a judge pursuant to Section 57 of the Criminal Procedure Code, and he cannot continue to sit in the subordinate court as a magistrate. But in response, state advocate Mildred Mutimba said the application should be dismissed, adding that there was no law which states that a magistrate should stop handling a matter when appointed as a judge. Ms. Mutimba also submitted that the court should dismiss the accused application where he cited Article 11, Cap A of the Constitution, questioning the prosecution of the matter that the accused might not be afforded a fair trial. She stated that the application to refer the question to the Constitutional Court for constitutional review lacks merit and should be dismissed. The court has reserved its ruling to May 15, 2026. A consortium of civil society organizations has warned that gender risks weakening public trust in the August polls is concerned surrounding political freedoms, electoral reforms, and election management are not urgently addressed. Delivering a communique on behalf of the CSO's Zambia Council for Social Development Executive Director, Mia Mitaba, said that stakeholders are concerned about the shrinking democratic space, the selective application of the Public Order Act, and unequal access to public media by opposition political parties. Ms. Mitaba said that credible elections depend on fairness, equal political participation, and respect for democratic rights. She has further urged authorities to strengthen transparency and ensure that all stakeholders are given equal opportunity to participate in the democratic process ahead of the polls.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zesco, Sandvik Bank and Greenco Power Services have signed a memorandum of understanding to jointly develop and implement a portfolio of renewable projects in the country. Under the program branded Zamwat, Zesco will provide national transmission infrastructure. Sandvik Bank will support the structuring and financing of projects, while Greenco Power Services will handle operational coordination, among others. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Ministry of Energy Director of Planning and Information, Sineva Kambenja, said the MOU marks a significant milestone in Zambia's efforts to expand reliable, affordable and sustainable power supply.
As government, we recognize that energy is the backbone of national development. Reliable electricity is essential for mining, manufacturing, agriculture, commerce, small and medium enterprises, and the daily lives of our people. Therefore, every initiative that strengthens power supply, diversifies our energy mix as a ministry, and supports industrial growth is an initiative that advances Zambia's broader economic transformation agenda.
I beg your pardon, and Sandvik Bank, Zambia Chief Executive Mwindwa Siakalima, said to Zamwat the bank's role is to help develop bankable solutions, mobilize financing, and match credible energy supply with the needs of large off-takers.
One of the resistance barriers to growing the energy sector in Zambia has been that many promising renewable energy projects have struggled to reach what is called bankability. The ambition as well as opportunities do exist, but the commercial structure needed to finance this has often been missing. Permanent secretary and director representing the minister, ladies and gentlemen, this is precisely what the Zamwat arrangement is about, and what we're trying to today close is that to make sure that that bankability exists.
And Greenco Power Services.